We know the social construction of masculinity. Men are portrayed as strong, women are weak. Men are aggressive, women are nurturing. Men are tough, women are soft. But when one reads the book Strife, one asks the question, do men live up to the social construction of masculinity? Do men actually succeed in delivering? And perhaps, as I shall say in closing, that Zimbabwe's collective failure of leadership is perhaps an outworking of exhausted patriarchy. And in the closing drama, patriarchy appears on stage. And unfortunately, patriarchy is not very convincing. Patriarchy declares, and I quote, men always know best. They run the world. And I'm wondering, given the state of the world in 2008, or coming closer home, given the state of Zimbabwe as we speak, would patriarchy not have been more effective and accurate if patriarchy had said, and I quote, men run the world to the ground? And you can see that the author puts up patriarchy for patriarchy to condemn either itself or himself. Because in the author's mind, men have not been effective leaders. Whether of families, extended families, or of nations.